As promised, I want to get back to a shaila. It's an offshoot of the one of the topics that came up yesterday in the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, real life shaila that I was asked last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and because we touched upon it yesterday, I wanted to go into a little more depth because it has practical ramifications. The question was, coming from an individual davening at an outdoor minyan where there's only one Sefer Torah, and of course, Yom Kippur, for example, you have more than one Kriya, you have the regular Kriya of Achremos, and you also have the maftir of the Karbanos, the Musaf that was brought in the time of the Beis Hamikdash from Parshas Pinchas, and those are two different Svarim. One is in Sefer Vayikra, one is in Sefer Bamidbar, and the question is, if you only have one Sefer Torah, so that means you're going to have to get from one place in the Torah to the other. So our practice is to take two Sefer Torah, that's the easiest thing, and that's all fine. Just means more kibudim, Baruch Hashem. However, the question was coming from the particular procedure that the Kohen Gadol would follow, as we described yesterday, when reading from the Sefer Torah at the conclusion of the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And the mission actually describes in Yuma Daf Samach Chesam and Beis that he would come out to the Ezra's Nashim and he would have a Sefer Torah with him. He would read from Achremos and he would also read from Emor, which is not so far away from Achremos. They're both in Sefer Vayikra. The goal of Sefer Torah Minicha Bechekel, then he would roll up the Sefer Torah and hold it in his arms, in his embrace. And the final section of the reading that's supposed to take place, Shebechumash Hapkudim, in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, Kori Alpeh. He would read that Balpeh. He would read that off the cuff, by heart. Very unusual. We don't do that ever. So right away the Gemara asks, what's the big deal? Why don't you just have another Sefer Torah available and he'll go from one to the next, just like we do? So Gemara says that's not a good idea because people will suspect that there's something wrong, there's some sort of psul in the first Sefer Torah, and that's why you're going to the next Sefer Torah. So why don't we worry about that, right? Why don't we go from one Sefer Torah to the next? And the answer is because generally, or I should say, whenever that occurs, you have a different person getting the Aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, as opposed to the Mafkir getting the Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah. So no one will suspect that the reason you went from one Sefer to the next, because there's a problem with the first one, rather it's an entirely different Aliyah. When you have a situation where the first Sefer Torah is actually possible, you put it back in the Sefer Torah, you take in the Aron Kodesh, and take out another one, so you may or may not switch the Ola. Maybe that you can conclude the first Ola and now call up a second one. Depends on how much you read in the first Sefer Torah. But in that case, it will be clear that the Sefer Torah is possible. And we want everyone to know that, so we don't use it again in the future until it's corrected. But when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, he's only one man. So to go from one Sefer and then bring out another Sefer would mislead people to think there's something wrong with the first Sefer. So here we have him reading from one Sefer, closing it, and reading the rest Baal Peh. What is that all about? So this person who asked the question said, let's do the same thing. Sounds like a great idea. And you know what? The Rajba said, that's all. He also said it's a great idea. But everyone rejects the Rajba. So let's talk a little bit about what's behind that psak. So in the Masechta, the Ritva makes this point, the Mordechai and Gittin makes the point as well. They extrapolate to our scenario from that Gemara. For example, the Mordechai says, B'yom tov o Rosh Chodesh, k'she'in shem Sefer Torah acher, golen Sefer Torah, demutav she'yidcha kavrat tzibur, votidcha takanas chacham. The Mordechai says, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol was reading from that one Sefer Torah, and he doesn't bother, so to speak, to switch over, to roll to Bamidbar, to Pinchas, the Gemara says, mipnei kavrat tzibur. It would not be fair. All the people, and there were lots of people, as we described yesterday, in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, listening to the Kriya, to keep them waiting as you roll from Vayikra all the way to Bamidbar. Rashi says, interesting comment of Rashi, Rashi says, if I have it here, Rashi says, because in the interim, shu metzapin, they're going to be anxiously waiting, v'domimin lakach. Dome means they're quiet. So even if we would make them wait, it's just reassuring to know that they would be quiet, they wouldn't be schmoozing in the Beis HaMikdash. Something to take to heart, but in our free time. But the question is, if in fact we're so concerned about the Kavod HaTzibur, we're not making anyone wait in the Beis HaMikdash, so we're not worried about that. What the Mordechai is describing is if when you only have one Sefer Torah, you do need to roll, not like the Kohen Gadol. Why aren't we worried about the Kavod HaTzibur in our scenario when there's only one Sefer Torah? So there's a number of answers given. One answer we mentioned yesterday, the Magen Aram says, there's a difference between your little minion, the Chevra, as opposed to all of the Jews who had come to the Beis HaMikdash to witness the Avodah. Apparently, the larger the crowd, the more It makes sense. More that we should be sensitive to the fact that the Kavod HaTzibur prevails, and therefore would even justify the Kohen Gadol reading Ba'al Peh. That's the approach that he offers. I'll give you a different approach. Rabbi Yashiv has a very alumnus, very, very logical, very straightforward point. The Kohen Gadol was a unique Kriyas HaTorah that only took place once a year. That was him in the Beis HaMikdash, very unique. Which meant, once it was understood that you could only use one Sefer Torah, right? We already explained why you can't take out a second Sefer Torah because people will think the first one was fossil. From the initial institution of that practice, it was understood that there was only one Sefer Torah to work with, and therefore the procedure was such that we know what to expect, and Chazal never demanded anything more. They never expected us to roll from one to the next. Meaning, when we're instituting a brand new Kriyas HaTorah, we can make the rules from the start. As opposed to when we're in shul, right? So across the calendar, we have situations where you bring more than one Sefer Torah out to read. Again, the regular Kriya and the Maftir. And that's something that is universally applicable in every shul, in every tzibur. The fact that you come along with your little backyard minion, I'm not putting down backyard minyanim due to COVID, that was not my intent, but the idea being that just because you invented a new set of circumstances and you only have one Sefer Torah because that's all that's available to you, you don't have the luxury of just using one Sefer Torah and reading the rest Baal Peh. Who gives you the right to do that, right? That's a pre-existing structure, pre-existing rubric that you need to fit into, so you better wait. No Kavod HaTzibur at stake over here. You better wait and be patient until they roll the Sefer Torah to the appropriate place. The Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, the whole institution was created with the knowledge that we'd have to contend with the fact that there's only one Sefer Torah. It's a brilliant answer. One other practical, actually, you know what? Let's talk about a side point just for another minute or so. One thing that needs to be taken into consideration over here is a very important halacha that could easily be glossed over. We look at this Kohen Gadol and he's reading by heart and he gets a break, okay? He doesn't have to bother rolling the Torah and we listen, we're yotze like that. There's a specific prohibition of presenting Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, Ba'al Peh. And vice versa. We're more familiar with the other side of the story, right? Everyone knows that it was such a chiz, it was such a novel and desperate time when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had to take the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnayos, and ultimately the Gemara, and put it on paper. That was drastic measure because of desperate times, right? So that's Torah Shebaal Peh being put bechsav. That was something that was only because of the unique circumstances. The same is true in the other direction. Torah Shebechsav is not supposed to be presented Baal Peh. So you may, now that you think about it, you'll come up with different examples of where it seems to be we fly in the face. I'll give you a very simple example. At Maariv, when you say Shema, are you reading Mitoch HaKsav? No, you're saying it by heart. Everyone says Shema by heart. You know it from the time you're a kid, right? Did you ever think about that? So we have to worry about this Kohen Gadol reading Baal Peh as well in the same, again, with the same complication of Baal Peh. So I'm going to give just one answer to think about. I think this is the answer that is most accepted lahalacha and fits into many different contexts, and it's known as the opinion of the Tosfos in Temura, Daf Yudal Amud Beis. He says, this prohibition of Torah Shebichsav read Baal Peh is only relevant when you're being motzi somebody else. When you're being motzi somebody else. That's where the communication is the key. If it's just me saying Shema by myself, no problem. When I'm communicating to someone else and I'm being motzi them, then there is a prohibition. Nafkamina, if you say Kiddush and you read via Chulu and you're being motzi the people at the table, you should read via Chulu from your bencher. That would emerge from that Tosos. Unlike this Kohen Gadol, this is, like we said before, this is a special takana where he reads for himself. If everyone would close their ears, you know, and they would go to shul and listen to the laying there, there would be no problem. This is part of his avoda to accompany the sacrifices with the corresponding laying. It's not the same type of Kriyas HaTorah that is for everyone else to hear like we're used to in shul. And if that's the case, the prohibition of reading from the Torah Baal Peh would not be applicable, but it would be applicable to the individuals in a backyard minyan with only one Sefer Torah, where they do need to be Yotze the laning. They're not some special takana in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the regular laning of a Shabbos, of a Yontif that we're used to, and would require it to be read from the actual Sefer Torah as we're used to. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, 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 Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer